Phoenix. The Phoenix warehouses were built for the Holland-America line in 1922. The warehouse was initially called San Francisco. Designed by the Rotterdam architect Cornelis van Goor, the building was a staggering 360 meters long, making it the world's largest transshipment warehouse at the time. Two sets of railway tracks cut through the building, and it even contained a number of goods lifts that enabled trucks to load and unload on the first floor. In the early 1950s, a fire badly damaged the central section of the warehouse. In 1954, it was divided into two sections, creating an open area in the center for the canteen. Since then, the two warehouses have been called Phoenix 1 and Phoenix 2. In the 1980s, the port activity moved elsewhere, and the warehouses were abandoned. New occupants moved in. Phoenix 2. Among the tenants of the second Phoenix warehouse was the Phoenix Food Factory. Here you could buy all sorts of traditional foods. Cultural organizations such as Codarts and Circus Rotjeknor also moved in. They have since all moved to the adjoining Phoenix 1. Phoenix 2 has been bought by Droom en Daad. This Rotterdam philanthropic organization promotes art and culture in Rotterdam. Phoenix 2 will be home to the Phoenix Museum of Migration. It's a fitting site for this museum because it was from here that millions of emigrants set sail for the promised land, America, in the late 19th century in search of a new life. The museum opens in 2023. The building is being restored by Bureau Polderman. The eye-catcher will be the spectacular public viewing platform on top of the building. This was designed by architect Ma Yansong of the Chinese office Mad Architects. An intersection of circular stairways, ramps and platforms, it is more a sculpture than a building. The ground floor will house cultural functions.